When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Old School on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Back here, two more segments here on Old School, live from the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese, 84th and Havelock. Eric Strickland with me, Nate Brennan, Jake Sorensen, DP and Jay out today, back next week. We'll fill in for them in the meantime. Come on by, you got about 25 more minutes to get buy one, get one free on four packs of Steakhouse Blend Burger Patties. I just saw our very own Eric Strickland be a complete gentleman in there. He was about to go get six of these burger patties, which would have wiped them clean before they got more in there. And you offered them up to somebody that would want one of them, and you said, I'll be back at 6 o'clock. So well done, Strick. Very nice move by you.
Scholar and a gentleman.
Man of the people.
He's a man of the people. Speaking of a man of the people, this guy might be. I just saw this on Twitter. I want your guys' thoughts on this. Maybe we could go through the Big Ten on this and the different coaches. This is from a Penn State reporter. Her name is Audrey Snyder. She covers Penn State for The Athletic. Apparently they talked to James Franklin, the head coach, you know, after practice today. And it's camp, so you get some goofy questions. It's not always football. It's some fun life questions. Apparently somebody after practice today asked James Franklin, hey, coach, what's your go-to Starbucks order, man? Coffee? He said, I'm not going to get into the Starbucks order because, frankly, it's embarrassing for me. What he gets. He probably gets some sort of, you know.
He bougie.
He's probably bougie. Who else in the Big Ten is bougie, you think, with their coffee? P.J. Fleck? Or you think he goes straight gasoline on his coffee?
I think straight Fleck is straight gas. Yeah. I think,
Who else is going foo-foo stuff on that?
I think Ryan Day foo-foo.
You think so? You think
man,
so?
Ryan Day foo-foo.
After I that contract Day, that Mel Tucker got, he probably is too.
Oh, no. Mel Tucker, no way.
No.
There's no
Mel
way.
Mel Tucker probably put some whiskey in his or something. Yeah. Mel Tucker, he looked like that.
Yeah,
I would say Kurt Ferentz.
You think he's foo-foo coffee?
Foo-foo.
Come on, he's an old man. He's not putting foo-foo stuff. He's doing black coffee. Jim Harbaugh might do foo-foo.
Oh, foo-foo.
Jim Harbaugh's got
super foo-foo.
He's got extra sugar in that thing. It's got whipped cream galore. It's a shake, basically.
Super foo-foo.
Scott Frost?
Matter of fact, it's a frappuccino. It ain't even a coffee.
What do you think about Scott Frost?
When he first came to Nebraska, he was. But now he's gone straight black coffee.
He's a hardened man. Yeah. He just does straight black coffee.
He's aged.
Yeah.
Is there anybody that's obvious? You think Fleck just goes straight black?
I think Fleck is black. I think he's just hitting it hard. I think Fleck is. I think Fleck is doing it like what is it they do the little shot. It's just
the espresso.
Just the
espresso. Dude, he's just chugging espresso. Absolutely.
Just, wow.
Give me that energy, baby.
Yeah, straight to the
I don't need that full coffee. Just give me the espresso, baby.
Yeah, that's how he's
Justin, everybody else is.
Justin says Brett Bielema for sure.
Yeah, he probably loads that sucker up. There's no way. You don't get that big with just straight black coffee.
Straight sugar with the, with and puts the extra caramel on it, I think.
I'm trying to think. Anybody else that's obvious? Like, Paul Chris has got to be boring. He's black coffee, right?
Yeah,
he's
just so Pat Fitzgerald's probably pretty boring.
Oh, Fitzgerald's probably black coffee, too.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Mike Locksley at Maryland, maybe? Greg Schiano, got to be black coffee, right?
To be honest, sometimes I forget that Maryland.
Rutgers, they might be grimy, so
there you go.
Could be black.
I forget Maryland's in the Big Ten, to be entirely honest with you. Like, every single day someone mentions Maryland, I'm like, wait a second, what? What are you guys talking about?
You just ACC all day thinking, right?
You know I'm an ACC guy, and outside of that, I'm sick and tired of hearing a baby Tua. He's trash.
Taulia Tagovailoa. His brother is very good, obviously, in the NFL.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, we're going to see.
Potential MVP.
They've been killing him. They've been killing him.
You know what? I got to tell you, I saw some reports from practice the last 3 days. Not good. Not good at all.
Not good.
A lot of interceptions. He had a really good first couple weeks. They had a good session against the Buccaneers before the preseason game. He was looking really good. This week, I guess, has been terrible.
Is the pressure
interception?
On?
I don't know. I guess
is it the pressure that's busting pipes?
But
he threw a ball like Tebow out there. Speaking of
that, okay, that was one bad throw. The rest of it was good. Nice shirt there, Syracuse Mets.
The jersey, you like that?
But no, he's had a horrible week. But that's not going to be the case when it comes to game time. But yeah, I just want to make sure I got that James Franklin apparently is too embarrassed to share what he gets in his Starbucks drink.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Here you go. What do you guys think about this? Texter says Frost sticks to straight monsters.
I could see that for sure. Does he even drink coffee?
I could see Monster Rains. Yeah. Bangs.
Yeah, he's a bang guy.
He's a bang guy. Oh, yeah.
Chance says that Fleck goes triple shot in a coffee cup 3 times daily, he thinks.
3 times?
He's guessing he does triple shot of an espresso 3 different times. This is his guess. He's too energetic to not be on something there.
Right. Yeah.
Roll the boat, baby.
3 to the face. Straight.
Space Cadet says Jim Harbaugh only drinks black coffee out of his best dad ever mug.
That's a good one.
Let's see. Justin says Bielema for sure has the creamer in the coffee. Even though he's not in the Big Ten, Mike Leach surely has crazy Starbucks.
I'm not going to lie. I'm bougie. I would be embarrassed to tell you what I put in mine, too. I ain't going to say either. I'm not straight black to the shot.
You know,
I'm bougie. Everybody say, God dang, how long is it going to take you to order this thing?
So a couple years ago, a story from Big Ten Media Days, we were out there with different hosts back. It's probably about 5 years ago, four or five years ago. And PJ Fleck sat down with our booth. And we had a guy that's out in Denver now, but he didn't drink pop hardly ever. It was like a rarity even had a pop. So he had like a wild cherry Pepsi.
How come it's a pop and not a soda?
Okay, whatever. Pop soda. Man, we're in Nebraska. Drink it's pop here. You've been gone too long. Okay, glad to have you
back. Gone to his head.
Anyways, so he had a wild cherry Pepsi sitting out there. He was drinking it, you know, once in a while. And Flex like, that stuff will kill you. He says, it's like, that stuff will kill you. It's like, I don't drink it very often.
That stuff will kill you.
Pepsi, huh? That stuff will kill you, man. Like, what are you drinking, PJ, to have all this energy, Mr. Hypocrite over here?
Now, does anybody know they used to put Coke in Coke?
Right. Yeah, a long time. Like that. But when did that stop? Like the 60s, before then, 20s?
They used to put Coke in Coke.
Mm-hmm. That was like the early 1900s.
That blew my mind when I finally heard that. I'm like, oh, this is why they got the name. They threw me for a loop. I don't know. You just don't know what they're putting in that stuff these days.
Now, we have different thoughts now. So people thought maybe that PJ Fleck drinks, you know, 3 triple shots with 3 cups of coffee a day. Now, Disingenuous on the text line says a couple different ones. He says, PJ Fleck for sure only drinks organic coffee with goat's milk.
That sounds about right.
And not this goat's milk. I agree with this one. See, you thought that Ferentz was foo-foo. I think this is perfect. Disingenuous says Kirk Ferentz for sure drinks Taster's Choice instant coffee.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
It's Folgers or something cheap for Kirk. Man, he's been around. He's like, I don't need your foo-foo crap. I'm here to win games and go to sleep.
Ooh, that's hilarious. Not the goat milk.
Yeah, so thank you for all the submissions there. I still think that, you know, some people think that Jim Harbaugh drinks foo-foo. Some people think he doesn't. I think he's a foo-foo guy for coffee.
I think he is, too.
464-5685, call or text as always. Again, we are live at the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese, 84th and Havelock. You have 17 minutes exactly, 17 minutes, Trick, to go inside and get a buy one, get one free on 4 packs of Steakhouse Blend burger patties. The moment 601 hits,
it's over with.
Not free anymore. You got to buy at normal price.
It's over.
So,
hey, you can't come in here and get another one. See, you got to be on top of that stuff, Nate. You're supposed to hear it.
I know. See, if I was there, I'd be able to. I know.
Another one.
I know.
A couple more before we get to break. Chance has a couple submissions. He says that Lincoln Riley gets a chai tea with a dash of cinnamon, he thinks.
Yes.
Do you think that he's a tea guy?
Bourgeoisie.
Like, Lincoln Riley's not drinking black coffee.
He walks in, he might drink the coffee with heavy creamer.
Yeah, there's no way he's a black coffee guy. No chance.
No shot.
What about Chip Kelly at UCLA?
Bougie.
He's kind of old school a bit.
Bourgeoisie. Don't let him fool you. He's been up there in Oregon.
Yeah, he's been in Oregon.
Yeah, that man's bougie.
It's gone to his head.
Chance also says that Harbaugh, I think, gets his coffee from the same gas station and hands the exact change, the same Olay for the last 10 years.
Yep, now that sounds about right.
That's more like he's a weirdo, so that's probably accurate there. All right, we'll take one more quick break. We're live at the Mercado, 84th and Havelock. Come on by for 16 more minutes to get the buy one, get one free on Steakhouse Blend Burger Patties. Wrap things up next on Old School on 93.7 The Ticket.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.